I'm Kiara Fry, reporting live from St. Vincent for Steelers training camp. I'm here with the strength and conditioning coach, Marcel Pastor. Could you tell me about how you first became interested in football?
Way back when, in middle school and high school, I enjoyed playing football, and it was simple. I enjoyed the physicality of it. I enjoyed the team component of it, that everybody had to work together, and if you had one guy that was missing an assignment, the play wouldn't work the way it should.
What's some advice you can give me as a young football player who wants to get stronger and faster and want to be a better athlete?
The key for us, and you know, me being in the weight room with the guys on a daily basis, is very simple. It's constant dedication. When you have days off, they're really not days off. They're days working on soft tissue. There are days working on your body, hydrating, eating right, sleeping right. You know, we had a big conference earlier this year about sleeping, of, you know, going to bed at the same time every day, waking up at the same time every day. When you change that routine, you mess everything up. So by getting bigger and stronger and faster, you have to really be dedicated at what you want to do on an everyday basis versus just here and there.
Playing like different stuff that make this players eat and drink for, like, just their body to be together and fit for practice, stuff like that.
Yeah, we have a nutritionist on staff that works with us, making sure that we're eating what we call clean, making sure that we're staying hydrated. Let's say that you're at practice and you lose 5 pounds, we recommend you get 1.5 to every pound lost. So, you know, if you lose 4 pounds at practice, you got to replace it with 6 pounds of fluids, which, you know, that's almost a gallon of water. That's a lot of water to make sure you stay on top of it, especially when you take some of our big boys at practice that are losing 10 to 12 on any given day. You know, that's upwards of 18 pounds of liquids at night that they're trying to put down. That's
right.
A lot.
What do you feel like it takes to be a great football player and a healthy football player?
To be a great football player, you obviously need a lot of luck, especially at this level. There are certain people that are obviously God-given. They have tremendous talent, but that talent only goes so far. If they don't work together on a daily basis, then it doesn't pan out.
You've been talking about the togetherness of the team. How important do you think training camp is to build the team bond that holds them together?
It's everything. That's why this team and this organization is special. It starts from the top down. You got the Rooneys, who they'll come in the weight room. They'll say hi. They'll shake your hand. They know about your family. We are all brothers and sisters in this, and we all stick together. We help each other out, whether it's, you know, the turf guys need some help pulling tarp, whether it's the, you know, PR office, you know, they need some help with this and that. Everybody's in it together because we all have the same goal. It's one opportunity, and that's to win the Super Bowl, and we want to do it every single year. And when we don't do it, we let each other down.
If you could tell me one thing as a young athlete to always remember as a football player, what would you tell me?
Dedication. No matter what you're doing, no matter what day it is, what hour it is, it's all about dedication. And whatever you want to focus on, whether it be football, whether it be school, whether it be any sport, whether it be art, reading books, the more you're dedicated to that one thing, the better you're going to be, and that's a guarantee.
And that's my final question for you. How did you fall into your coaching position or strength and conditioning coach as Tiller?
To be honest, I was a semi-good athlete, and when I found out that I wasn't as good as an athlete as I thought I was, I wanted to do something where I was around athletes, and I really enjoy the human body and how each one of us is completely different of each other. I enjoy seeing how you can make changes on a daily basis. The athlete in me wants to help the real athletes out there.
I just have one super quick question. What's something people don't understand about training? If you were going to give a tip to a young athlete, it's not about maybe logging mileage, or it's not how much you can bench. What's like a misunderstood thing that you would give a young athlete?
I think the key is balance. If we had, I'm going to give you a quick example. If we had the weight room open right now, you know, and we said, guys, go in there and do whatever you want, chances are it's going to be two things. Guys are going to go bench, and then I could do some curls, right? The thing that you need to focus on when you get to any type of level is whatever you're deficient at, make it go away, and make it go away quickly. You know, when you come to our program, you're not going to bench more, you're not going to squat more. You may not even run faster, but you're going to be better at everything, and that's the key. Is being good at one thing is going to make you a one-trick pony, but guess what? When the league finds out that one trick that you got, your cards are gone. You have nothing left. So you got to be good at everything, not just good at one thing.
Thank you so much for your time, Coach. I'm Kiara Fry from Youth Express at the Steelers training camp. We'll be back with more interviews later. Catch the future.